Each week, author Julian Baer ponders the questions she began asking as a young woman working beside her father as a fourth-generation High Plains farmer. Questions like how do we honor our family's past while also honoring the land and water beneath our feet, and how do we ensure that our children and grandchildren will have a future during their turn at this earth.
Leaving Goodland, my Kansas hometown was straightforwardly named for what surrounded it, good land. I grew up on some of that good, if somewhat hillier than prime, land about 15 miles beyond town as the crow flew through sunny skies over sunlit plains up toward the Colorado and Nebraska borders. My father always assumed that one, if not both, of his two boys would eventually become farmers like him. They'd been trained in the occupation, driving endless tractor rounds throughout their teen years. They considered this pure drudgery. I, on the other hand, thought it would be fun to drive tractors, but in those days only boys became farmers. My father hoped that I would do the next best thing and marry a farmer. He encouraged me to get a teaching or nursing degree, just to fall back on, as he said, since he assumed that my husband would be the provider. I had no interest in these occupations, the only ones he considered suitable for a girl. When I was 8, the Russians had fired the first volley in what had become a fervent space race. At night on the farm, we would watch their satellite, Sputnik, track across the sky, threatening to colonize the galaxy before we'd even gotten off the ground. In that climate of national paranoia, I vowed to become a nuclear physicist, the most prestigious male occupation I could imagine. By the time I graduated from high school, though, with many of my male classmates heading off to fight in Vietnam, I had lost interest in winning the Cold War. I wanted to help end all war. Perhaps I would become a diplomat, or maybe I'd be a journalist. While I resented the limitations my father put on my abilities and worth, I failed to question the most limiting perception of all, that a girl's main goal in life was to find a good husband. When during my second semester in college a city boy proposed, I felt like I'd reached the finish line without even having to complete the first lap. His parents were wealthy, meaning I would never have to worry about making my own way in life, or so I thought. So much for my father's well-laid plans. To his bafflement, he watched each of his kids, in turn, reject the life he'd imagined for us. It is a story as old as the hills, or in our case, as old as the plains. Livelier places, greater prestige, and greater ease to be had elsewhere prove irresistible to farm kids and kids from small rural towns. But could part of this problem derive from attitudes embedded in rural culture itself? When I was 16, my father traded that good land I'd grown up on for some other, even better land and built a new house in town. When I asked him why he hadn't built on the new farm, he said it wouldn't have been fair to ask my mother to make that sacrifice. When had farm life become a sacrifice in our minds, and not a privilege? Until next time, this is Julian Baer, exploring our turn at this earth.
Julian Baer is the author of 1 Degree West and the Ogallala Road. For links to her books and other essays, visit julianbaer.com. Our Turn at This Earth is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Julian Baer and produced by Angie Hafley. More episodes can be found online at hppr.org.